Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I magnify God for that on today. It is nothing like, there's nothing like living when you are just existing. There is a difference. And I love my living my life. To live is Christ. And it said to die is gain. And that's why it's so important that we have a relationship with God and live this life one day at a time. One day at a time. We sing the song. But I heard one of my pastors say that we can live a lie, we can sing a lie as well as tell one. So we sing the song one day at a time, and I want to live this life, and all of those songs. But it's a living. It's a living is really what the Lord is wanting us to do. Come to His Word. Come to live it. Come to live the Word of God. And I thank Him. The late missionary Maylois Monroe used to always say, I thank God for allowing me to live long enough to know how to live saved. And I thank God every day, for allowing me to know that I've learned and I'm yet learning how to live this precious life that God has blessed me to have. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We look for peace and we look for joy in all the wrong places, but the true joy, the true peace, it's in the Word of God. Thank you. And I magnify God. He said very few find it. Very few find this path. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank God that He has allowed me in. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's allowed me in. And I praise Him for that on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I practice the God habit. My habit is living the Word. The God habit. God's habit. And I like that. I like that. I'm a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. And we always talk about practice makes perfect. Practice brings you to maturity. Practicing. You can't just know the Word. You've got to live the Word. So be a doer, not a hearer only, but be a doer of God's word. And I thank him. I thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me, this opportunity to live your word. And I thank him for it on today. Well, today we have a delicious program for you on today. And we're talking about marinating in God's word, marinating in God's word on today. And that's what we want to do. We want to take the time to marinate in God's word. And today, this is coming from the desk of Dr. Mary Tisdale Green. And today is Recover All Wednesday. When the Lord gave me the title of the topic for each day, I was sitting down and I was sitting there typing and reading the different things that people put out on Facebook. And I asked God to give me what to put out there. If people can go out and put all of their business out on Facebook, well, I surely can go out and put God's business out there too. So when he gave me today, Wednesday, as Recover All Wednesday. And the scripture that backs it up is 1 Samuel 30:8, where David asked God, "Shall I pursue?" And God answered, "Yes, and recover all." That's my desire for everyone that's listening in on today, that we would marinate in God's word and recover all, everything that the enemy has taken from us. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus died for us. He recovered us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He redeemed us. Thank you, from the curse of the law. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So it's my desire that we will recover all. It's God's desire that we would prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. So let's have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this word, marinating in God's word. Come on and marinate. Woo! Get tender in the word of God. Praise God. And so whatever your mountain is today, whatever your desire is today, I want you to get that in your mind. Whatever it is that you need God to do for you, I want you to get that in your mind now. And as we pray, he said, whatsoever you desire, in Mark 11:24, whatsoever ye desire, he said, when we pray, believe. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Believe it when we pray. Pray as we pray. Believe what you are asking, what you are believing God for. And he said, not me, not Nate Francis, I'm just reading the word. But God said, thank you, God said it, and ye shall have it. So as we touch and agree all today in this prayer, whatever that mountain is in your life, thank you, that you need to be moved, plucked up by the roots, of your life in Jesus' name. Believe it on today. Praise God. Most gracious Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy name, God. Thank you. Your name is great and is worthy of everyone, God, of our praises. And we give them to you on today. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve on today. And we're mighty happy. We're mighty glad about it, God. And we thank you for it right now. We ask that you would forgive us if we've displeased you in any way, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. And I touch and agree with my brothers and my sisters on today, God, for whatever that mountain is in their life, sickness, disease, poverty, God, thank you. You redeemed us from that curse, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever that need is today, God, thank you, Lord Jesus. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our God is greater than any situation. And we thank you for knowing that on today, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we believe today that as we pray, God, thank you, Lord Jesus, the chains are breaking. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. The chains, they are breaking. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The bounds, they're leaving, oh God. Whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, it's worked out. And we thank you. We thank you for it now, God. In your most holy name, we pray today. And we give you all the glory. And we give you all of the praise, God. And we thank you for it right now. Because you said, Father, if we would acknowledge you, and that's exactly what we're doing, God, in all of our ways and our doings, that you, not me, not Mae Francis, but you, Lord, that you would direct us. And we thank you for your direction on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you. And amen. And amen. We praise God. We praise God for prayer. For prayer all today. For prayer is a conversation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, with him, with Jesus. A conversation with the Lord. He said we can call him up. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anytime, day or night. Thank you. It doesn't matter. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can call him up. Thank God. Thank God for prayer. He set it in order. He set prayer in order that we might get in touch. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stay in touch with him. And we thank God for prayer on today. Now, if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you, for you, or you can join us and pray every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 to 7:30, we are on a conference prayer line. And you can call into that line, and you can pray with us. You can give us your prayer request, and you can pray right there with us, or however you want to do that. And you can call in at 515-739-1237. And then you would The code is 634-812. And you will be on the prayer line with us. Praise God. And Monday through Friday, that's 7:15 to 7:30, we're calling on Jesus. Because we're marinating. Yes, we are. We're marinating in God's word. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, if you are needing a motivational encourager to come where you are, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and speak and encourage the people at your event. You can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, you can get in touch with me right there. And then if you want to check out my books, and I have one that's being released, it's in print right now. And prayerfully, before the end of the week, it should be out. And maybe I'll have some in hand. Yes. So if you would like to check out my books, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com and check out my books right there. All right then. I've given you all of that information, and now we're going to get into this word, marinating in God's word on today. So today on Recover All Wednesday, we are talking about marinating in God's word. When you want your meat to be more flavorful and tender, you use marinade, right? How many of you have used a marinade to tenderize your steaks or season your chicken? So that's what the word of God does for us. It seasons us. Seasons us so that we'll be better. We'll be better people. It seasons us. Now, and I love a good marinated steak. Mm-hmm. Woo! Sitting here thinking about that ribeye right now. Praise God. But that's what marinating will do for meat. For meat. And so just as meats are marinated, we too need to marinate in God's word. For God's word will tenderize us. It will season us. That some things, that those old things that we used to do, we won't do them anymore. It's in the word of God that helps us to pull off that old man. Yes, you might have got saved on today, but yet you need to get in the word and marinate. Allow that word to get in you. Allow the word to get in you and break up that fallow ground. Break it up and then move it out. Move it out. Some meats marinate for hours and some for days. Just as meats are marinated, we too need to marinate in God's word. Marinate. Sometimes we need to fast as well as pray. Because what did he say? Some things only come out through fasting and praying. So if meats, marinate for hours and then for days, what about us marinating in the word of God? Hebrews 4:12-13 from the Message Bible, it says, God means what he says. What he says goes. What God says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel. God's word will undo. It will break up the fallow ground in your heart. It'll break it up. Yes, it will. I remember the Lord gave me a beautiful example of the heart. He told me to go out on 360. And there, that was some years ago, and they had not put that bridge through on 360 here in Austin, Texas. And I went out there, and he gave me an example. He said, if you took a shovel and you could pick up that dirt, because it was loose, the dirt was loose, you could pick it up with that shovel. He said, but look at that mountain that's right there. He said, at one time, it was just dirt. But because of the buildup, the rain, the storm that have come through there, and it's layered, it's now layered, and it's layered. Every storm that came through, it layered more and more on it until it became rock. So now it's a mountain of rock. The same with our heart. There are some have rock hearts. Rock! At one time, it was just dirt. You could move it with a shovel. But now it would take a machine to break up the fallow ground of our hearts because of the rain, the storm, the trials, the tribulations that has happened in our lives, and because things didn't get moved out. They didn't get moved out. So now there's a hard heart. And then it becomes a God case. A hard heart becomes a God case. And only God, thank you, hallelujah, only God can go in there. Thank you. His word, thank you, can break up that battleground. That hard heart, God can go in there and break up that heart. But we've got to get in the word in order for us to marinate in it. We've got to get in there. So his word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, the word of God. It'll go in there and cut out. Woo! My God. It'll cut through everything. There isn't anything that our God cannot do. Whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. I don't want God to make me do anything. I want to surrender to his will. Yes, Lord. One of the songs that we sing. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I surrender to your word. Marinating in God's word. Marinating in God's word. Nothing and no one is imperious to God's word. We can't get away from it. No matter what. No matter what we do, we can't get away from the word of God. God's word adds flavor. It adds flavor to our lives. through the fruit of the Spirit. It adds flavor. Thank you, God. Thank you. Flavor. He adds flavor. Who don't like a good flavored seasoned steak? Who don't like a good flavored fajitas? My goodness. Thank you, Lord. Chicken, whatever it is. Flavor. We like flavor. We like seasoning. And who don't? Praise God. So, we need to be marinated in the Word of God. Tenderness. We need a tender heart so that we can touch others and others can touch us and moisture to our lives. We need that moisture. We need that tenderness. We need that loveliness penetrating. Only God's Word. Only God's Word penetrates beyond the surface of our soul and adding a whole new level of deliciousness to what we have and need. God knows how to make us delicious on the inside. And it's through marinating in the Word of God. What is marinating? It's soaking. Soaking in God's Word. You put that meat in that sauce and you just let it soak. You put it, the meat and the herbs and the spices, put it in a bag or a tray or whatever, and then set it in the refrigerator and let it marinate. Just let it lump. That's what we need to do. Just marinate in God's Word. Get in that Word and let it get in us. God's Word adds flavor. It tenderizes and it moisturizes our lives. Marinating is a process of soaking in a seasoned liquid called a marinade. A marinade. So we want to marinate. We want to marinate in God's Word. And you marinate that steak or that chicken or whatever it is in that sauce for whatever time before you cook it. So let's marinate. Let's give God some time. Let's take the time to get back to fasting. Get back to fasting and get in God's Word. And let him tenderize us. Let him season us. The Word of God is a marinade, causes the heart tissues to break down, allowing more moisture to be absorbed. Oh, my God, allowing the Word in while making our lives juicier. Making our lives juicy. A successful marinade in God's Word gives you and me a right balance and seasoning. Soaking in God's Word will yield its peaceable fruit. When you make a marinade out of love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, self-control, faith, long-suffering, the fruit of the Spirit shows on the outside of you, but the Word of God can penetrate a bit deeper into the inside of you. Isaiah 49:2. He made my mouth like a sharp sword in the shadow of his hand. He hid me. He made me a polished arrow in his quiver. He hid me away. Praise God. Our prayer on today. Lord, tenderize us, flavor us, help us to marinate in your Word so that we might be in your favor. In your most holy name, we pray and we thank you for it now. What a mighty God! What a mighty God! What a mighty world today, marinating in the Word of God. Until the next time, praise God, marinate in God's Word. Bye-bye now.